5. A Brief History of the Sunshine Coast by Dr. Amy Clark, Senior Lecturer in History, University of the Sunshine Coast. The Sunshine Coast region, home to the Kabi Kabi peoples and the Jinnabara peoples for thousands of years, has a history intricately connected to the land. In the 1840s, the area was visited by the occasional European explorer and escaped convict, but the Brisbane penal colony to the south remained the focus for development. By the 1860s, however, news of the beauty and potential of the Sunshine Coast region had spread. Timber getters and the first group of European farmers moved in. Roads and accommodation became more common following the Gympie Gold Rush in 1867, as thousands of people travelled through the region in hope of making their fortune. The land began to change. What had once been rainforest, scrubland, and mangrove-lined waterways was converted to pasture, fruit and sugarcane plantations, and timber mills. The indigenous peoples were pushed from their territories. South Sea Islander indentured labourers arrived up until 1904, often being put to work in the fields. The climate and economy was unpredictable in this era, and many settlers were forced to experiment with new types of produce. This is how the region came to be known for pineapple and ginger, and how dairy farmers gradually replaced the timber getters and sugarcane plantations. The coming of the railway in the early 1890s made it easier for settlers. Many of the towns we know today, Butterham, Nambour, Mullaney, Yamundi and Yandina, started to take shape. It was not until after the Second World War that the Sunshine Coast became more widely known as a beachside holiday destination. Tourism became a dominant force, and by the 1980s, it was one of the region's largest industries. People visited to experience the beautiful landscapes along the coast and in the ranges, and to enjoy the region's produce and outdoor recreation. When we reflect on the history of our region, it becomes clear that many groups of people, with different hopes and ways of living, have left their mark on the landscape. Their stories are filled with messages of hard work, adaptability, cooperation, innovation, and above all, dependence on the Sunshine Coast's unique landscapes. We can honour these past generations by remembering the central role our region's diverse environment has played, providing food, shelter, employment, and enjoyment for communities over many thousands of years.